Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hay, 6-5. In the previous Mishnah, we said that if there's a sharecropper who's working the land of a Yisrael or a Levi, so then the Levi or Yisrael doesn't automatically relinquish his rights to the Truma or Miser as appropriate to the landowner. So a Levi would keep his Miser, the Kohen would keep his Truma, and that would sort of supersede the 50-50 split on the Chulin. This Mishnah Hay is now going to contrast that halacha with the case of where the sharecropper has been contracted to harvest an olive grove and process those olives into oil. And here the case is different. The halacha is a makabel zesim l'shemen. If a person becomes an aris, a sharecropper, to work an olive grove to produce olives for olive oil, kishem shecholken b'chulin, the same way they'll divide, let's say, 50-50 on the chulin of the oil, kach cholken b'truma, they will divide the same with the truma. That is to say, if the landowner is a Kohen, for example, we said in the previous Mishnah that the Kohen will retain all of the truma for himself, even the portion of truma that came from the produce of the sharecropper. But now we're saying when it comes to olive oil, the portion of the truma that's separated by the worker who's the Yisrael as truma on the olive oil, the worker, the sharecropper, can give that truma olive oil to whoever he wants. So it's a different halacha when it comes to working trees and processing them. The exact rationale why is not perfectly clear to me. The Bartanura just says, borrowing from the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, that Chazal didn't apply the same halachas to trees as they would to land. So there's a difference. Perhaps the exact lashon is for Rabbanan lo avdei zeisim kakarka. The rabbis didn't make olive trees the same halacha as regular land. So the exact rationale for why that would be the case is not clear to me. It could be that there's more work involved, or more labor, or more value with the olive pressing and olive oil, and that's why it's a given that the work would want it for himself to choose to which Kohen to give that olive oil to. It should be noted that the Rambam understands this is a din specific just to olive oil production, but not other fruits harvesting from trees. But the other Mephoshim seem to understand if you had contracted someone to work your apple orchard to produce apple juice, the halachas would be the same. Okay, so that's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says it's the halachas by olive trees are like other fields. Yisrael should keep Mekohen Malevi Zaysim L'Shemen. If a Jew is contracted to be a sharecropper on land that has an olive grove, but it is owned by a Kohen or a Levi. If it's L'machzis Schar, for example, if they're dividing it 50-50, Hamaisers L'Bailim, the sharecropper just gets the chulin part, but all of the maestros, if for argument's sake the owner is a Levi, of that oil, according to Yehuda, would all go to the landowner who's a Levi, just as it would with any other harvesting, like in the previous Mishnah. The halach, however, is not like Rabbi Yehuda, it's like the Tanakhama, that olive oil pressing and perhaps all fruit production is different, that their sharecropper gets to keep his Trumar Meiser, even if the owner of the land is a Kohen or Levi.